Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind. My name is Robert Lamb.
And I'm Julie Douglas.
And you know, Julie, we have it pretty good. You know, we have access to clean water.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a relatively parasite-free environment. I mean, we all have
as
our parasites.
As far as we know.
Well,
yeah.
We have our parasites.
Yeah.
They're inevitable to a certain degree. But when you really start looking around at some of the problems that are dealt with in some of the more developing parts of the world, it really is a wake-up call to just how thankful we should be. Not to get too, you know, gushy here, but we are in this episode going to talk about something that is both, on one hand, a very gross and a very fascinating organism, a parasitic organism,
mm-hmm.
That is of interest just because it is an organism that carries out its genetic mission in a very peculiar and engaging way.
It's a very stealthy parasite.
Yeah, very stealthy, and we can admire its purity, you know. But on the other hand, it is also a huge world health issue. It is something that is of great concern to organizations like the World Health Organization, and particularly the Carter Center based here in Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
who we've been chatting with, you especially have been chatting with this week to get geared up for this episode on river blindness.
Yeah, I mean, usually we will talk about parasites, and as you say, we'll talk about them as destructive forces, but we don't always go into these larger public health arenas. So mm-hmm. I think it'll be really interesting to today talk about, again, like you say, the parasite itself, but what sort of destruction actually happens when a parasite really infiltrates a community. So we are talking about something called onchocerciasis. This is also known as river blindness. It's a parasitic disease caused by tiny worms or nematodes, Onchocerica volvulus worm in particular, and it is transmitted by flies.
Black flies specifically, which are these nasty little things. When I lived up in Canada in Newfoundland as a kid, we had black flies, and they were vicious. Now I'm not certain it's exactly the same. You know, maybe it's just a cousin of the black fly, but just the word black fly even now inspires itching and slapping on my part.
So it kind of strikes fear into your heart already.
Yeah.
Well, imagine if it was carrying this parasite, and you were then infected by one of these bites.
Yeah, and the thing about when we're talking about one of these bites, And certainly, like when I was in Canada dealing with a black fly, you get a couple of bites. But in some of these areas, be it like Uganda or certain parts of South America, you're talking about like 20, 25 bites or more per hour when you're out and about.
Right.
So you're just getting bombarded with these bites, and then these are infected bites.
And that's really key to the transmission as well. I mean, you're not probably going to get this parasite unless you get multiple bites here. But let's just talk about, before we start talking about the Carter Center, we talk about the parasite itself, let's talk a little bit about the symptoms.
Yes.
We were talking about intense itching.
Yeah. Itching, the accounts that I was reading and listening to about this, we're talking about a level of itching that most of us can't really fathom. Like constant, nonstop, extreme itching that does not cease, can really prevent sleeping and instill insomnia for years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not uncommon for people to commit suicide just over the itching alone.
Right. You've got skin discoloration, of course, and you've got rashes, eye diseases, and most notably, this can lead to permanent blindness.
Yeah.
And we'll talk a little bit more about the blindness aspect of this and how the worm accomplishes this. But as you can already tell, this is an incredibly tormenting, devastating disease, particularly if you are in one of these developing nations and you already are poverty-stricken or you're already dealing with a host of other issues just trying to live your life on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, and there are other particularly harmful diseases that are often a problem in these areas as well. I mean, these are areas where we're dealing with HIV/AIDS in many cases, and there's a huge effort to tackle that public health concern.
Right.
And it's in the past, especially, it's been easy for stuff like river blindness to fall to the wayside. Another thing to keep in mind is that this tends to, and you'll have communities where you have like 98% infection rate.
Mm-hmm.
Like most of the village, most of the community is infected with this organism.
Mm-hmm.
And they essentially have river blindness. But it's generally in your 30s and 40s where it really becomes debilitating, where you see blindness set in. So it's taking people out during what should be some of the most active decades of their life.
Yeah.
You have people that are otherwise, of sound mind and body, but now that first they're robbed of, to a certain extent, their sanity by this constant itching, they can't sleep, constantly having to deal with this, and then they're robbed of their sight as well.
Well, they can't, so then they can't hold down a job, right?
Right.
They can't take care of their children. They can't harvest crops. They can't receive an education. So it's basically stripping them of their livelihoods and compounding these cycles of poverty for generations.
Mm-hmm.
There's a huge economic impact here. We're talking about it affecting 18 million people around the world, with 99% of the cases in Africa. And it is the leading cause of preventable blindness in the world and is endemic to 37 countries in Africa and in Latin America. All right, so let's talk about this disease cycle that happens, this parasite and how it's being carried around in the mandibles of these black flies.
Yeah, I guess we'll start with the black flies. They're flying around, they're carrying this infection, the larva, right?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, let's set the scene here. I mean, we were talking about swiftly flowing rivers and streams.
Yeah, which that alone threw me when I was first looking into this, because you know when you're dealing with stagnant waters or still waters, there's always this potential for something horrible to brew there. But fast flowing clean waters, that should be safe, right? Well, not so.
Right.
You have the black fly that's infected by the larva. All right, it's got it in its mandibles, and the black fly seeks out prey. It wants to feed on some blood, so it finds these various villagers who are hanging out around the water, bathing in the water, collecting drinking water. I mean, this is the center of their life, so they're there. There's no avoiding contact with the water. The community is often, adjacent to the water. So black fly bites you, and then you get the larva in your skin.
Yes.
And then things begin to proliferate.
Yep, that's right. So the parasite is entering through the skin that's been pierced by the fly, and they migrate and form nodules in the skin. And then they mature.
Yeah, basically, when we're talking about nodules, we're talking about like little spheres in the skin, like little round colonies, little.
Well, it's almost like the nodules of your spine that you can feel in your back, right?
Yeah.
This is something that's going to become that apparent on your skin when you see that kind of bump forming.
Yeah, they look like little tumors or little balloons of worms, basically. And these things reproduce at an astonishing rate, mm-hmm. and are really long lived. Like you tend not to think of things like a nematode living for 9, 12, upwards of over 12 years, up to like 15 years of life in this worm that is living inside of this tiny little round glob in your skin.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of think of it as like tent city. Like your body becomes tent city for them. These nodules are these places that they migrate back and forth to because they are either moving back and forth to join other worms or mating with other worms. So there's all this activity going on in your body. And of course, that's why you're getting some of these horrible symptoms.
These worms are mating. They're laying eggs. The female,
as you said, 1,000 larvae a day.
Yeah, a 1,000 of these microfilariae per day are being laid inside your skin. So it's exponential. It just builds up like crazy. So the body progressively becomes more and more ravaged by this. You have these nodules are popping up everywhere. They're itching, and then if it spreads to your eyes, that's where you encounter some real problems.
Yeah, okay. So, and that sounds weird, because you think about a worm, you probably are thinking about an earthworm or something along those lines. You're not thinking about a worm that is the size of the period at the end of a sentence, but the fact of the matter is that's the size of these worms, and they can travel to the eye where they create severe lesions, and this is what can lead to blindness. So that is a huge concern, obviously, because, again, this is debilitating for the person, and the idea is that you want to try to get or intervene with medication before this happens. And we'll talk a little bit more about the medication later. But let's talk about when you are infected. You are the host that's infected. You are then contributing to the rest of the life cycle of this parasite because you're infected, you're bitten again, and then another fly becomes infected with the larvae from your body, and the cycle just continues.
Yeah, you're like a resupply camp. We talked about parasitic life cycles before, and that's generally how it goes. So the organism is not living its entire life cycle inside your body. You are just a stopover. In the same way that a human won't occupy a single job their entire life, or live in one house for an entire life. It's a cycle, except the cycle in this case always comes back around to the same place.
Yeah, that reminds me of when we did an episode on toxoplasmosis and how it uses rats and cats to continue its life cycle and even changes the behavior of those animals and perhaps even people, which makes me think about this parasite and how it also can change the body's immune response. It can tinker with how things are working inside of us.
And you're talking, of course, about the Wolbachia bacteria, right?
Yeah. So, okay, this worm is not a single parasite or a single organism parasite. It actually contains the Wolbachia bacteria, which is in and of itself unusual. But the reason why that bacteria is hitching a ride with onchocerciasis is because it actually does a job for that worm. What happens is that when it infiltrates the human body and our white blood cells go, oh, there's something going on here, those white blood cells, specifically neutrophils, which are specialized white blood cells, they surround the infection point. But what happens here is that bacteria has already created a ring around the worm and is basically cloaking that worm from the white blood cells. So the white blood cells...
A cloaking device, a bacterial cloaking device used by the bacteria to infiltrate our body's defense systems.
Yeah. So the white blood cells are then creating another ring around the bacterial ring and trying to attack that, but it's specialized, right? So it can't actually attack the worm itself. It can't even get to the worm. And then you have something called eosinophils. And this is sort of like the cleanup crew of our body. This is another type of white blood cell. And it usually could get to the worm and take it out. Okay? It's like it's sort of like the crime scene cleanup.
Right.
White blood cell of our body. But again, because it's got this double ring around it now, it can't get through the other white blood cells. It can't get through the bacteria. It's not going to make its way to the worm, which is amazing because what it's doing is it's gaming our immune system, this parasite.
Yeah, it's like it's throwing up some interference. It's like some sort of a bank heist kind of a flick. It's like coming to mind, where it's like the bank heist itself is just distraction, And then the guy who can save the day can't get in to stop the bad guy because the police response is surrounding the building. Kind of a similar thing going on here with our nemesis here.
Or misdirection, like we talked about with magicians, mm-hmm. what they do to our brains to try to get us to focus on something else. So this is how amazing this parasite is, and also how detrimental, as you can see, it can be, because it's just playing havoc with your body. And we're going to talk about the ways in which it has been combated. I'm going to take a quick break.
Yeah, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk about how we're actually fighting this thing, and really, thanks to the Carter Center and other efforts, we're actually defeating this thing. Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
Rob, as the local host with allergies here, they sent you some of their nasal spray to treat your allergies. What was your experience like?
Yeah, that's right. I always wrestle with the pollen a bit when it rolls in during the spring. So they sent me the little nasal spray. I tried out the product and yeah, it sure did help me get on top of my symptoms for the day. And it's so fast acting, it was already kicking in before I left the house.
Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can get Astapro and go today. Astepro allergy.com. Astapro and go. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back. In reading about onchocerciasis, it also happens to fall on the same week where I'm reading a lot about the xenomorph from Alien, which also has a parasitic, a fictional parasitic life cycle. And of course, there's a part in the original film Alien where they're asking the android Ash, how do we defeat it? How do we defeat this this organism? And he tells them, you can't. There's no way you're going to be able to kill it. And he just tells them, you know, you have my sympathies. And the interesting thing about onchocerciasis is when we attempt to fight it, killing it is not really an option on the table.
It is,
and so our means of defeating it is not going in there and wiping it out, rather waiting it out and keeping it from reproducing.
That's right. So we're trying to control it, and we're trying to lessen the symptoms. And so the disease is really just treated here. It is, as you say, it's not eradicable, at least at this point. So that is done through something called ivermectin, which is an oral medicine. And this is part, this is really part of this really, the great part of this story, which involves Carter Center and involves Merck.
Yeah, I mean, the parasite blinding people, not the great part.
But the
things that we're doing to curb it and to control it and to address the public health side of it is amazing and pretty much just an awesome story for everybody involved.
Yeah, so in 1987, this is only part of the story here, Merck and company pledged to donate Mectazan, which is ivermectin, for as long as necessary to all people affected by the disease in endemic countries. This is a huge deal, right?
Yeah, say what you will about large pharmaceutical companies, but this is just an example of a company doing the right thing here and just putting public health above all else.
Yeah, and when we're talking, just so everybody gets an idea of the scope of this, since 2010, more than 150 million Mectazan treatments have been distributed, and presumably many more until this is, completely managed to the point to zero, where there's zero infections across the world.
And to put the number of treatments in perspective, too, this is not something you take every day. This is something you take annually.
Yeah.
So you'll dose up on Mectazan once a year, but you'll do it for about 15 years. Because the idea is that every year you want to pump the stuff in there, keep the females from reproducing, the females that are already living inside your body, keep them from reproducing for their entire life cycle. And again, these things live 9, 12. Generally, the estimate I was seeing was like 9 to 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Call it 15 and you're safe, right?
Yeah.
Basically, you want to wait it out. Don't let it reproduce for the rest of its life. And then at the end of 15 years, nothing else has been born. You'll be clean.
Yeah, yeah. So again, you know, Merck has pledged to, you know, endemic countries to help keep this under control. The pill does kill immature worms in the body.
And if they can't reproduce in the human body, we defeat it ultimately.
Exactly, because it breaks that cycle, right? So if you get, you know, bit again, then, you know, anyway, the transmission, what we're talking about here is interruption and elimination. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. But Mectazan is great. It relieves itching. It improves vision and prevents blindness.
Yeah.
So hopefully you can get in there at the right time to help prevent that blindness, because essentially what you're doing is you're giving people their lives back, because if you can't work, if you can't take care of yourself, if you are in a family that is already stretched to live, you know, again, day-to-day living here, then most likely you're going to be kind of put to the wayside. And for years, some people have been living outside of their communities because they just don't have the resources to take care of people who have river blindness. So anyway, this really is sort of a life-giving drug and a development that happened in conjunction with the Carter Center.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the Carter Center real quickly. These guys are a leader in disease eradication and elimination. They target diseases that no one knew or did little or nothing about before the diseases, like something like river blindness, were even recognized as a neglected disease. And they've been doing this since the 80s.
Yeah.
So they are out there on the front fields. But not only that, they work like in tandem with the countries and the program administrators, you know, the community-based volunteers. And this is a huge effort. It's not just like, hey, we're this one organization and we're going to bring this down on high. Everybody can have this. I mean, this takes a huge commitment, first of all, and second of all, cooperation, different countries, you know, different levels of government to get this, you know, going.
Yeah, and then, because once you get it going, too, it's such a long-term process. You're talking, because again, you're talking about supplying this to communities for a period of 15 years, and you need everybody to take it. Because, again, these communities are dealing, you're dealing with like 98% infection rate. So it's like everybody. So, and everybody has to take it, because if only some people take this medication, if some are abstaining because of real or perceived side effects to taking it, or some sort of, I read some stuff too about, you know, at times there have been like fears that, oh, it will make me sterile, or concerns that more traditional medical practices in a culture would actually be better at treating this condition than outsider medicine. So you have to do a lot of re-education and re-education and keep that up for 15 years as well. So it's a huge commitment. And the fact that the Carter Center has been so proactive in it is really amazing.
Yeah, and I think one of the keys in learning about the program, particularly the River Blindness Program, that they do, it's not just, okay, here's this drug from an outsider. Mm-hmm. What they really have done is they've allowed these countries and these communities and these different levels of government to take this on, the education programs and the medication on themselves and distribute it to the communities that need it, to the people that need it, so that people are understanding it as not an outsider agenda, but as an agenda that is important inside the community. And so I think that has gotten everybody on board. So in that sense, you know, the Carter Center is also helping them, those communities to help themselves. So that's really important. You've got the education component, you've got the medicine component, and you have the vector control, right? So there's also spraying that goes on.
Yes, yeah. So medicating infected individuals, yeah, it's just one part of it. We also are getting in there with anti-larval, like larvicides, actually, that put in the water. Well, first of all, figure out what portions of a river are really prime activity. So they'll go in, they'll look at the rate of the water flowing through there, like measure it with like little propeller gadgets, and then once they figure out the areas to treat it with this environmentally friendly anti-larval.
Yeah, larvicide.
Yeah. And then that will attempt to kill it off. And then, you know, you'll look at how the larval populations have dropped off in those areas. Like looking, typically these larvae will end up crawling all over, like the crabs that live in there, live in the water. So pull out the crabs, examine the crabs, and we're seeing in some of these areas that were previously hotbeds for the larval infestations, it's just not there anymore.
Yeah.
So, cutting down, medicating people, cutting down on where it grows. Also, just a lot of things like making sure people are wearing more clothes in areas where they're exposed to the black flies, protective clothing, protective gear, just sort of any little additional seemingly petty advantage you can take can make a huge difference when you add everything up.
Yeah, and I wanted to touch on elimination versus interrupted transmission, too, because these are two different terms, obviously, that mean very different things. So for interrupted transmissions, this has been happening with a lot of the different countries that the Carter Center is involved with. This interrupted transmission basically happens when 85% treatment coverage of an area is attained and there are no new incidences. Mm-hmm. Elimination is a term that you cannot actually use until an area or a country has maintained no new cases during a three-year period called the surveillance period. And that's zero infections, and that's when you know that is eliminated. Of course, World Health Organization is also involved in terming a country or an area eliminated of this disease. But I guess what the larger story here is that this is a huge win for these countries and for these areas. Colombia has interrupted transmission and has gone 3 years without any new cases, and it's waiting to be certified as eliminated. Ecuador, which is another area that the Carter Center is focusing on, has interrupted transmission, has also gone nearly 3 years without any new cases. and is also being prepared to be certified as eliminated. Mexico and Guatemala have interrupted transmission, and they are in their surveillance period now. Venezuela and Brazil still have endemic areas, most notably the area that crosses their shared border. Sort of makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the Carter Center assists five African countries where they've interrupted transmission in some areas, but not entire countries. It's a little bit more complex. Some countries have elected to go from nationwide elimination or to go for nationwide elimination, and others have not.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is important, that aspect right there, that you have to have the country on board with this as well, or the area on board with us, to really decide, hey, are we going to, as a community, go for complete elimination?
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. If you haven't heard of Visible, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Having a one-line plan means you only need you to save. No estranged roommates, exes, cousins twice removed, or AI-powered humanoid robots needed. And because $25 a month really means $25 a month, you can call, text, stream, whatever, as much as you want without worrying about getting dinged at the end of the month.
No hidden fees, no surprises. No, really. It's like the old saying goes, you can't judge a book by its cover, but you can judge a company by its name. So spread the word. Tell all your friends there's a wireless company out there with transparency in their name, and they're called Visible.
Start saving on wireless today at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
So now one of the big challenges is just keeping the fight going, just continuing to keep it in people's minds that this is an issue that we need to continue to fight, to eradicate, continue to treat, and just not let the guard down until it's adequately dealt with in all of these affected areas.
Yeah, because as you said before, like to stop that disease cycle, you have to have at least 85% of eligible people in the endemic area taking the mectazine each year. Until the parasite disappears. Mm-hmm. And I believe it was in Guatemala. I may be wrong on that location, but in the Carter Center, they were talking about, or the Carter Center website, they had this great story about how they're trying to really keep the education component of this in people's minds for all generations. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about school-age kids who in their courtyard have black fly pinatas. And that's, again, part of the conversation of keeping it in their minds of this is a very real danger. This is something that we need to think about so that those generations will continue to...
Yeah, to make prevention part of the culture, really.
Yeah, yeah, know? Yeah, absolutely. And I should also mention, too, that there is an independently produced film called Dark Forest Black Fly that is tracking the efforts of the Carter Center and its partners to wipe out river blindness in Uganda. And that should be out later this year. But you can check out a clip on the Carter Center's website.
Yeah, do go to the Carter Center's website. You can just do a Google search for Carter Center. If you want to be a little more specific, do Carter Center river blindness, or just do a search for river blindness and you'll find the Carter Center's website on this. You'll also, in visiting that website, you'll find an easy way to donate if you would like to donate to that particular cause. It's a great cause, and I highly recommend supporting it. And if you're just a little more curious about the organism itself, well, they have plenty of information about it, but there's also a little Discovery show that came out a couple of years ago called Monsters Inside Me. And if you're just fascinated by grotesque, harmful parasites, this is the show for you. It's kind of a disturbing and dark show. It's a documentary, but with a lot of dramatized scenes of individuals encountering parasites, becoming infected by parasites, all based on real stories. But they have a segment in one of the episodes that deals with river blindness. It has to do with an American chimpanzee specialist who comes back to the States infected and has to deal with the ramifications. But check that out if you're interested in learning just more about the strangeness of this creature.
Yeah, and I hope you guys enjoyed learning about this, more of the Carter Center part of this, and not just the Carter Center part, but the sort of humanitarian efforts that are going on. We often talk about parasites, we talk about how deadly they are or how fascinating they are, but this is so incredible to know or to remember that there's this whole shadow effort, and it's not even really shadow, but it's not something that we don't talk about all the time. But there's a huge effort going on to help people and to get them educated and to get that sort of health care that they need and to stop the cycles of this that are making a huge difference in their quality of life. So it's pretty cool stuff.
All right. Well, let's call the robot over here and do a couple of listener mails before we sign out. First of all, I want to say that we heard from Adam again. The chief happiness officer who's traveling around the world and sent us the cool hats, which we still need to get a photo of.
I know.
One of these days.
This week has flown by.
It has. But anyway, he wrote in to tell us what he was up to now. He was in Ho Chi Minh City. And he also managed to pick up, and he sent us some pictures of the money, but he also says, also, Robert, I suppose this is the Asian Red Bull that you talked about many times in the show. It was available here in Singapore. I didn't try it. And included a picture of it. We had a listener send a picture of this beverage in before, and it's hard for me to place because it looks like it's in cans now. And when I had it a few years ago in Thailand, it was in like a little medicine looking bottle, but it was a Red Bull product, and it was like really crazy intense. So
it's mainstreaming.
Yeah. So I put the call out. It's like for any of our listeners who are traveling through East Asia. Or live in East Asia, to give me their feedback on it and see if it's really such a such an intense beverage compared to its American counterpart.
And by intense, it feels as though it alters your reality a little bit.
Yeah, just, I mean, it's like it just felt like an enormous amount of energy. Like it was like multiple shots of
B12.
Of espresso or B12 or something. Just really
okay. Charging
and sweeter somehow, too. We also heard from a listener by the name of Robert. Robert, and it says Robert, Julie, and Company. He's responding to our episode on fiction and reality. He says, the famed comic writer Alan Moore's recent work has frequently centered around an investigation of the power of fiction over reality, as discussed in your recent Fiction Reality Secret Master podcast. His Promethea graphic novels are clearly a simplified exploration of the power of myth and symbolism on the human experience. But even more relevant is his amazing, spooky, bizarre spoken word performance, Snakes and Ladders, which ties in the biblical serpent, the discovery of DNA, and obscure writer Arthur Machen's mourning over the loss of his wife into a beautiful exploration of where ideas come from and what impact they can have on us. It's quite a dense performance, and some of the more complicated elements eluded me until I read the illustrated adaptation, but it's really worth investigating. Thanks for your continued excellent work in the field of thought-provoking podcasts. Alan Moore is awesome. I encourage anyone to check out his stuff. I actually have not read or listened to the titles he mentions here. I'm familiar with Promethea. I was actually reading a little about it the other day. That's the one where we get the weeping gorilla from. Just like a weeping gorilla that shows up, and he's always bemoaning something like, why can't a good
I thought you meant about the weeping gorilla in the office.
No.
Well, a different one.
No, if you see a weeping gorilla in the office, then it's probably some sort of crossover from fiction into reality via the metaphysics of Promethea. As for Snakes and Ladders, I don't think I'd actually heard of this one before, though I have read some of the fiction of Arthur Machen. Unless I have my names crossed, I believe he's the guy who wrote the Wendigo and some really weird... No, maybe he didn't write Wendigo. I think he wrote...
He wrote Winnebago.
No, I think he wrote some weird stories about Pan. Like sort of early weird tales, but at the center of this is Pan,
the half-man.
The half-man, half-goat. And he's depicted in a very, very interesting manner, like a dangerous manner, but it's really powerful stuff, assuming I didn't screw up my names there. But anyway, thanks, Robert. We always love to hear from people on the podcast and also about other bits of media that tie into what we're talking about. And finally, we heard from Summer in Salt Lake City, Utah. Summer writes in, and she's responding to our discussion of How Stuff Works versus HSW. She brought this up because we mentioned on the podcast in the past that... even though we say How Stuff Works, when we go to refer to the website or website properties and internal emails, we'll often put down HSW to simplify things, just three letters. But when you start looking at the syllables, How Stuff Works, that's three syllables, HSW, that's five syllables. We end up saying HSW, though, because we're used to abbreviating it on paper, so we end up abbreviating it in our speech. And so she says, I would like to offer a solution that was adopted at the place where I was employed through college. Tennis Warehouse is much longer and more drawn out than TW when written, but they are the same number of syllables when spoken. Being college students, either option seemed to require way too much energy to say over and over, so we instead pronounced it T-dub. It only solves the too many syllable in the letter W problem, but it also makes everyone feel slightly more street smart. So her recommendation would be for us to go with HSW.
Okay, so instead of doing HSW with a four, right, then we can shorten it back to three.
HSW instead
HSW.
Of
HSW. Yeah. All right. We need to send the memo out today.
Well, I think we'd probably have to get rid of that S, then we just change it to HW. Or HWD, I don't know, something. Once you start down that road, it's a slippery slope.
I understand. I'm thinking of this. I don't know. I'm a traditionalist. I'm liking the HSW.
HSW. All right. Yeah. We'll give it a trial week, and we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
All right. Well, if you would like to talk about anything with us, be it abbreviations and be it river blindness and its effects on the world, other interesting parasites, parasitic lifestyles, parasitic life cycles, not so much the life stuff.
That's another podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. If you have a parasitic lifestyle, let us know about that. We'd be interested to know what that consists of.
And you have Wolbachia bacteria?
Yeah. And how is that working out?
Yeah.
So you can find us on Facebook, and you can find us on Twitter. On Facebook, we are Stuff to Blow Your Mind. On Twitter, our handle is Blow the Mind. Look us up there, friend us, follow us, interact with us, share stuff with us. Anything's on the table.
Yeah, and do make sure to check out the Carter Center's website. River Blindness is just one of many programs that they work on. And please do feel free to send us an email at blowthemind@discovery.com.
Be sure to check out our new video podcast, Stuff from the Future. Join HowStuffWorks staff as we explore the most promising and perplexing possibilities of tomorrow.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.